exercise change.
Can you pinpoint exactly what it is that motivates you to do what you do?
There are two things. Okay. And I can already answer quite so. Firstly, is a desire to live. I don't want to live any longer than I would normally get, sure, but I want to have quality of life. I come from a family of fairly long living people, so I know that I've got a genetic sort of advantage in that I'm probably going to get to my mid 80s to 90s at least.
Sure.
But I want to get to my mid 80s and 90s and still be able to enjoy physical activities.
Sure.
So it's there's a purpose to me. The gym is not a pleasure. To me, the gym is a chore. It always has been. Some people get off. Some people get a serotonin release. They love the gym. They get a buzz. To me, it's a chore. But I do it 3 to 4 times a week because I like the results. I like to be in shape. I like knowing that I'm going to get to my 70s, barring an accident or barring the unforeseen, and still have my own knees, still have sort of enough bone density,
sure,
so that I'm not going to risk breaking bones as an old man. Or, yeah. And resistance training is the only thing that keeps up your bone density. Mm. So that's the first reason. The second reason is pure vanity.
Okay.
I like to get people comment that I look good, that my wife is 13 years younger than I am,
sure,
and she's in fantastic shape. When we go to Hamlin to the hot pools, or go to the beach, or go to Fiji, I don't want to look like her dad.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't want to look like the fat, rich sugar daddy with the beautiful young wife.
Sure.
Right? So yeah, so there's some vanity in it, and so those are the two reasons. Those are the only two reasons I work out.
Great. Thanks, Yamasthi. I think actually the vanity one is probably something a lot of people wouldn't say straight off the cuff, but I think it actually drives a lot of what people do around exercise and sport. So
of course,
yeah, that's great. The other thing I was also picking up is that you're very future focused with the stuff you do. So you're not only thinking, you know, this is going to be good now, but you're looking down the track as far as this is going to be well later on.
Yeah, with diet and exercise, like my exercise regime in the gym has changed gradually over the 20-odd plus years I've been lifting weights.
Sure.
Rather than, whereas I used to strive to get bigger and stronger and heavier, now as I've got to, like I said, I'm 56, and I did 140 kilogram bench press about 3 weeks ago. First time I picked up a bar in a gym for 5 years. I just don't do it, but I just wanted to see what I could still do. And I got 4 reps out of 140 kilograms. And I thought, you know, when I finished, I put it down, I felt good, but I thought, that was stupid.
Sure.
Stupid. I mean, I don't train for that.
Yeah.
I don't need, when is a man of my age going to need to lift 140 kilograms off his chest?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Right? Sure. Yeah.
So generally speaking, my weights have dropped down considerably.
Sure.
I focus more on technique and, you know, form, so that I'm getting the best I can. And I'm in and out of the gym in 45 minutes. If I've been there for 45 minutes or more, I've been talking too much.
Sure. Okay.
So, yeah, so my focus has changed,
sure,
on what I try to do now. I actually prefer looking a little bit more athletic rather than big like I used to be.